How to save a pub. Pubs are closing at an alarming rate. So, what can be done about it? One pub owner came up with an interesting idea.
This pub would have gone to the wall without the cheap meals, said Nigel Borton, a regular at the Four Crosses Inn, a pub in Staffordshire. I come 3 days a week, and I've never had a bad meal here yet. It's absolutely brilliant, and the atmosphere now is great. In response to falling numbers of customers, the pub owner, Tony Rabbits, came up with an ingenious idea. The original £1 food menu pub. Basically, his pub is offering incredibly cheap meals. At first, it was 1 day a week, but it filled the place up, so we went up to 2, then 5, and now 7 days a week, Rabbit says. We'd been struggling to pay the bills and would have had to close, but we refused to be beaten. The pub used to serve 30 lunches a day, but now Rabbits is doing more than 300 at busy times, and bar profits have increased fourfold. We've got regulars who come back every day. Some people come 7 days a week. One woman was having her kitchen remodeled and hasn't bothered having her cooker put in yet. The starters and desserts are all £1. The basic main courses are also £1. But there is a homemade option for £1.50 and a roast for £2.50. We had to do something. I stood outside the pub, looked at it, and went, "What is going to get me in this pub?" That was when he decided the offer of meals at the magic price of £1. The biggest problem is that people think there's a catch. They just can't believe we're doing it. We've had people come in and say, "Do we have to buy a bottle of wine with the food to get it for £1? People assume the food tastes bad or that we serve small portions. Okay, they're not massive portions, but it's home-cooked, decent food.